It's pollen season here in our area, so we've just been dealing with that. Some of us have allergies, but God is so wonderful, and the Lord has an allergy to sin. We want to get all the sin out of our lives that we possibly can, live holy lives. Father, we just thank you for your wonderful presence. We thank you for the forgiveness that Jesus paid for on that cross for us. And we thank you, Lord, that Father, you and the Lord Jesus have sent the Holy Spirit to help us. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom as he shares by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're looking forward to these moments. We pray the listeners will be able to listen and receive these wonderful things from God's heavenly kingdom. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I look to you for my strength this night. I look to you for all, I need all of you this night. I pray that you'll bless this night. I pray for all the people that hear. I pray that you'll make my words be able to be plain. I pray that you'll give me enough air to carry this night through by your name. I pray that you'll move mightily. I pray that you'll uplift people in a mighty way. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for all your goodness, for your everlasting love, your faithfulness is so faithful that you keep us the sunrise and the sunsets every day and the clouds and all the things you do so wonderfully. And Father, we just praise you and we give you glory and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. According to the Word of God, I've really been seeking the Lord in a very special way because I've had a chance to get my TV up where I can get some of the Christian broadcasting stations. I've been listening to some of them. My disgust, some of them are. I never really hear anything about the coming of the Lord. And I really believe that is basically the key issue of heaven, because I believe it's what everything else works around it. Revelation 3 and 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation which hath come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, what's the Lord talking about there? Some he's going to give that kept the word of his patience. And I really believe that's those who are really trying to live right. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has got a little bit to do with it too, quite a bit. But I think there has to be a controlling part that it's like when we're sleeping, we're still breathing. And when we're sleeping, we still need to have the peace of God on us also. That greater substance than we can understand. Because I believe that we're living in serious days. Days of not knowing. A day, it's like Daniel says, it's going to be a day of troubles. And Daniel also said there's going to be a lot of people moving, traveling. And that's sure going on. It's really, there's traveling, travel, travel, travel. There's people, I got a brother that's taking a trip this week down in South America on a ship. So there's people going places all the time. And that seems like that's the biggest thing that's going most places. It's the travel is the biggest thing. Even these parks for motorhomes and that. It's for travel. It's to spend money on something that's what people like. And I think we've got a great nation that has a lot of seniors, probably like my age, that have worked hard. A lot of them made probably some good, fast money, and they're living on what they made. And there's a lot of them that way, but there's probably a lot of them that don't have it either. So we're seeing a mixture of different people and different philosophies, different things that they've done from a child, that everyone is different. But through this, God's going to come down very shortly, I believe. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man can take thy crown. And that's what I truly am seeing and feeling even for myself, lest I would be lukewarm. And after I've worked all this years serving the Lord, and scary to me too. Because I think that we got to keep our minds centered on God and what's happening. Because he said he's coming for those who's looking for his coming. And the Lord spoke to me the other day, this was about a week ago, and it was just sort of off the blue. But I remember how true it was. The Lord said that His people are to be in so much love with Jesus because Jesus went to the Father. He's up there. And He intercedes for us, but the Holy Spirit is our one. Eliezer was a head servant of Abraham. And Eliezer was the one that kept all of Abraham's. He was the one that did all of the key work that Abraham couldn't do. But with Abraham, there come a time when Isaac, when he sought for this, wanted this child, and finally Isaac came upon the face of this earth. And it came a time when Isaac grew up the day of manhood, and Abraham called Eliezer, and he says, I want you to take an oath that you'll get a bride for my son. That's what the Holy Ghost has done here. He's getting the bride together. We are the bride of Christ, and we should be so in love with Him, there should be nothing, no cares, no want, because we're just in love with God. We're loving God's Son. We're loving the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is that one that comes, and He's the one that's been leading us all this way. He'll never let go. His eye is on the righteous. You see, the eyes of the Lord, God has a different, His eyes automatically know everything that's going on. But the Holy Spirit is one that He actually is dwelling in you. He's with you. He's a personal, he's not a slave, He's a personal, like a nurse to us. But when we're sick, He's there. When we need insight, He's there. When we have a tendency of losing our way, He's there, urging us to keep going on, to gently touch us, to love us, because He is a real gentleman, a model of gentleman. The Holy Ghost is wonderful, and He doesn't want to leave none of us. And as Eliezer went and took after Rebekah, you know, he went to the well, and pretty soon this lady comes and drew water for Eliezer. And it was Rebekah. How that he spoke to Rebekah and told him that his master's son, and actually he was doing the work, sort of getting her in the way that she would want to leave her family, want to leave her lifestyle that she's been so in, and it must have been a great lifestyle because her dad was a great man. But Eliezer spoke to her so softly and so wonderfully, it must have got her attention in such a way that he actually proposed to her in such a proposal that he was going to take her to his master, which is Abraham, and when she'd go with him, there's going to be a great wedding. Isaac and Rebekah was going to have children. Isaac looked off from far, said he looked off and seen Rebekah and this train of caravan of camels and all the stuff coming with this great, and how his and her heart leaped to one another because they'd never seen each other till that time. Eliezer had made this come to pass. And that's the same thing that's going to have come to pass with us. That's what the Holy Spirit is making us ready to meet Jesus. He'll keep motivating us to where it says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation that shall come upon the whole earth, even those that face upon the whole earth, to try them, to deceive them. But when we keep the word of the patience, it's what we're living for Jesus. It's what we're doing. We're keeping the word with patience. Our eyes are upon the Lord. We're looking for that day when God's coming through the clouds of glory. It says, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And what a wonderful day it's going to be. But Eliezer went totally because his master sent him. Well, God sent us the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, he said, that same Spirit that lifted me up, the same Spirit will lift you up to encourage you. And we're living a day of things that's never been before. I was thinking about today, what can some of the things be? Because it said, if he didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be saved. I hear people all the time, I know they say they love the Lord, and I have to believe they do. But there's something must be missing in all these instances, and it can happen to me maybe too. We're missing at an hour, the Bible says we're missing a lot. In Revelations it says that we're either hot or cold, but if we're lukewarm, he's going to spew us out of his mouth. And I truly believe maybe that is where a lot of it comes. We just get a little lukewarm. We still love the Lord, but we're not really putting enough, that word triumph in Corinthians. We try and God gives the ump. And we're going to have to do a lot of that try and God gives the ump. Because we can't miss this, dear friends. There are people all over the world. You can't miss this. It's extremely important this night that you be ready and you stay ready. Don't let nothing detain you or upset you or do anything that will cause you to might be fretting yourself or fearfully. Bible says in Revelations also, the fearful and unbelieving shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if we get a little fearful and unbelieving, and I was thinking about that today, that's a great tool that Satan can come and use in the days that's ahead of us. Because there comes trying times, he can put, I thought about it today, he can put such a blast upon this earth that people won't be thinking about what's happening, and they're not thinking about the Lord. It's like all of us, we see a fire truck out here, our minds just automatically go to that fire. It says let's do that. We're going to have to remember there's going to be something we need more than seeing that fire. And something would sideline us. We don't have that pleasure of being able to do that. We got to remember that we've got to stay in alignment with God every moment of the day. And that's 7 days a week. And when we're sleeping. Lord, I pray this night that if you'd come this night that I'd be ready. That there's nothing would have me to be for I'd be here tomorrow in case you come tonight. It'd be unreal to be here tomorrow if he come tonight. It'd be breathtaking. I think I'd just have a heart attack and just fall over because it'd be that bad. But I don't believe we're supposed to have the fears. We're made up of things that cause us. Our whole being is made up of slots that we find like segments on a generator. The old generator when it had segments and mica between the armature. And the brushes, the shaft rotated, the electricity can flow through it. And we're the same way. There's sections of times in our minds sort of in things here. We're going to start to learn to in this to always keep it somewhat on the Lord too. And that takes a little bit of prompting, a little bit of discipline, because I believe we're going to have to keep our eyes upon the Lord. Because I believe the coming is that soon. And I heard a few things, they think maybe 2012, it might be, but I don't really know when they, I don't think they know either. The Bible says when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Now in the 18th chapter of Revelation also, it talks about Babylon. And I'm not so sure all about Babylon, but I really believe as I read the last part of that scripture, it's also something that's very scary because it says the part of the earth that sees Babylon, whatever happens to Babylon, they're going to say of all the great treasures, what it says, it could be America. But it fits us because it gives down, it speaks it out. Her sins have reached into heaven and God hath remembered her iniquity. You know, we're probably the biggest producer of porn movies of things that's terrible. We promote all kinds of lasciviousness, all wickedness. We market it, and we are, I guess, probably the biggest one of liquors and hard drinks and all this stuff. It says, reward her ever as she rewardeth you, and double unto her, double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled with her double. How much she has glorified herself and has lived deliciously. Much torment and sorrow give to her. It goes on down, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and moan over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. I believe that at one time we probably marketed more iron, household goods, anything you wanted to mention. United States was number one. And the world remembers us in that because we were the one that come up with the TV sets. We're the ones that come up with all these things. Computers. That's what we're living on is computers. But I believe that what it says here is very true. Because I believe that a lot of things could come in this picture. It says, stand in the far off fear and torment, saying, great city Babylon, that mighty city, for 1 hour judgment comes. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. And I've heard, it's just hearsay, but I believe it might be true. You know, we've been very judgmental, like Iraq and those. But one of the things they're really against is the polluting of the young men especially. And when we send some of these terrible, terrible wickedness, even them sickens their stomach. And here we're the country that's telling everybody, well, praise the Lord, and you should live like we tell you. But they see it differently. See, they see as this porno and all this stuff that causes troubles. Probably ruined a lot of men. Women also. Sin is sin. And sins bring us down to a depth that we can't pay. And so we lose our life. God wants to set us free. We'll have His blessings. We're all sinners saved by grace. I was thinking today of how I have nothing to brag about to nobody. Because God's been showing me things I don't know why He's been showing it to me, but I know He wanted me to realize that how much He's done for me. And things at the time when I did it, I probably didn't think they're wrong, but now they're terrible. They're wicked. I wouldn't think about doing it. But God wants us to repent. God wants us to be ready because He's taken this to something that's beyond any imagination that we can't imagine how great, how wonderful, how beyond description, how beyond the smell of all the taste, all the feelings, all these things can't be duplicated until we get to heaven. Because there's going to be a arrangement of colors, I'm persuaded, that's not ever been seen before. It smells, it's never been seen before, smelled before. All these things are going to be beyond anything that we can imagine. How He's made these furry little creatures and wild animals, how I was seeing today on the Weather Channel. I've never even seen some of these little fuzzy little creatures before. But they're real. And some of them are real, they are pets. But God must have come and see the glory of God. God's got something that you can't imagine. You thought you ever had fun now, wait till then. Oh, come on, you will never, Makila, you'll never have the fun that you're going to have. You'll have that joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, it's coming upon me now. The glory of God is real. He's come to my heart. His glory comes down. Oh, come on, Sheila, glory comes down. The glory of God. Oh, my head is full of the Spirit of God right now. God wants to fill us with this, thrill us. You know, I've never been drunk in my life, but I have been drunk on the Spirit. God's Spirit is wonderful. I was the other day, I was thinking about Eliezer, and this, when I was thinking about him, the Holy Spirit hit me, and I'll tell you, I had to praise God for how much I was beyond my, just really touched me. God knows how to touch you in such a way that excites you, thrill you, fill you. It's like when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I had never felt that way in my whole life. Only when He comes out through me now, at times He overdoes it. It's the same Spirit. And just think about it, we're going to have that in eternity forever. Just around God has to be supernatural. It's beyond anything that we can imagine. So we got just a short days down here, so I think we really need to take and work at this. We need to work at this situation that we face, and this is our part. We need to try to walk in His Spirit. It says that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for our flesh is weak. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's Scripture too. Cast not all that cares upon me, for I care for you. And while I'm at it, I believe that there is a great tool that Satan has used, and a lot of people, Christians especially, who have lost out. That's his humility. That is one place that God will never force us. We got to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt us in due time. Pride will ruin us, and humility is the opposite. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. But if you got that glorious covering of God upon you, you can make it. And I wanted to let you know tonight, you don't have to be discouraged. God will help you. God will help promote you to a place that you walk humbly. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, what doth the Lord require of thee, but do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and love mercy. Love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. That's what God wants. Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. That's Nahum 1:7. God is good. Stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Just think about that. Lord is good. He's our refuge, our mighty God. We seek him, we will surely find him. Knock, and he'll open up his ways to us. I want to tell you tonight that God is the answer. And out there tonight, I want everyone to really to seek God's way. I don't want any of you to, here's my voice tonight, nothing to you. Make sure that you're going to be ready when Jesus comes to the clouds of glory. You need to be ready because he's coming soon. Just keep on doing what you're doing. But every day you're just looking, you don't come today, I'm going to be ready for tomorrow. Next day come, I'm going to be ready when he comes. That's sort of the way we had to do it in the military. I was always on call, 24 hours a day. We're going to do that same way. And the Bible says in Timothy, the true soldier of God, we need to be on call 24 hours a day. Lord, I'm ready for whatever you send me to do. I've been purchased by your blood of your son, Jesus, and I want to help whatever you want me to do. I want to be ready. I want to have that love of God. I want to have that love, abundant power in me, that blessing, that I would be a blessing. That we just let our light so shine. This little light of mine, I will let it shine. You know, that's really all it's about. Let our light shine with God. And God, he says, the pathway of a just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. Pray that God will bless you this night, make his face to shine upon you and bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will encourage you, uplift you. Pray that you'll have that challenge, that you'll be ready. You'll be seeking God. God bless you this night in Jesus' name. I love you all. God bless you. Amen.